week of So Much Discord, the soothing strains of the Australian pianist Kate Goller performing Franz Schubert's A Winter's Journey, a 19th century song cycle. And the voice you're hearing now is the acclaimed British tenor Alan Clayton, who'll be performing with Kate on a national tour. Winterreiser, as it's called in German, is about a man's despair and hope as he wanders in a bleak, wintry landscape. But the performance has an Australian backdrop. It includes the stunning landscape paintings of the artist Fred Williams, showcased in video projections created by David Bergman, who is behind the Tony Award-winning play The Picture of Dorian Gray. I caught up with Kate Goller during rehearsals in Perth. Kate Goller, thanks so much for interrupting your rehearsals to join us on Saturday Extra.
No, not at all. It's a pleasure.
The piece is beautiful. It's sublime. But, Kate, it's not that cheery. Tell us about the music of Schubert's A Winter's Journey.
Yeah, it's sort of famously not cheery. I know, I can't remember his name, but there's a Schubert expert once that said it's 70 pages of lamentation on lamentation.
What a brilliant way of putting it.
That's not my line, yeah. Yeah, so it's 24 songs set to poetry by Wilhelm Müller, and it's, I suppose it's a failed love affair, but it's not a distinct kind of clear narrative in the sense of a typical story. Each of the songs is sort of an image of the soul's condition, and it's never a good condition, I can tell you. Yeah, but it doesn't end in death, which I suppose is a nice thing. The final song is very famous, Der Leiermann, and it's about an old beggar with a hurdy-gurdy. So it's got a brilliant sort of hopelessness feel. It's just a depiction of true loneliness, I think, by the time we get to the end. But there are moments of real uplift. I mean, I don't want to, you know, prevent people from coming to see it. It's an absolutely stunning piece of music, and the way we've combined it with some artworks which really help bring out the nature aspects of the piece, because there's so many images of nature throughout all the poetry, which is meant to sort of reflect the soul in lots of very bleak wintry landscapes and dogs growling at men.
Mm. We heard what the music sounded like. Tell us what the experience of coming to hear it will look like, because, you know, you have got these beautiful, I mean, they're sublime as well, the landscape paintings of Fred Williams.
Yeah, they are. Well, I mean, I can give you what my impression is of looking at it, but to be honest, because I'm involved in it 100% of the time, I don't get the full extent of what it looks like because I'm playing the piano. But I can give you sort of the idea. So Lindy Hume and Dave Bergman, who's the videographer, found, I think, 20, so there are 24 songs, and I think there are roughly 24 paintings involved of Fred Williams. And they are very beautifully, so we have a sort of large corner screen behind us. We are sort of tucked in a corner with this big double screen. And the paintings are not distorted, fiddled with. The paintings are just beautiful paintings, but they shift a little bit with the music. So Dave Bergman has very cleverly, like, occasionally picked out certain aspects of the pictures which start as the music starts, and then the picture fills in as the music becomes more intense. It was all very cleverly worked out by Lindy Hume, the director, so there's nothing intrusive or nothing that doesn't make sense. All the pictures are related exactly to what's going on in the text.
And people will know the work of Dave Bergman, I think, or a lot of our listeners will, because he was behind The Picture of Dorian Gray and Dracula.
He was.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when we first did this tour in 2022, I don't know about Dracula, but he had not yet done Picture of Dorian Gray. Perhaps he had done it in Australia, but it hadn't hit the sort of international stardom that it did. It came to London, where I live, and obviously went to New York, and, you know, was an outrageous success. I'm so sad I didn't see it. I couldn't get a ticket. So we managed to, I say we, Musica Viva, managed to get Dave on board before that had sort of happened. Mm. So that was incredibly fortunate. And he was wonderful to work with. He was just so connected to the music and so interested in all the fine details. And I think we were very lucky.
Yeah, you were talking about that performance in 2022. We were talking about the music being a little bit gloomy at times. And that was a gloomy time in the arts world. It was post-COVID. You know, audiences were still staying away from auditoria. Is that one of the reasons why you've decided to give it another go? Because of the last time you did it, you know, the audiences weren't necessarily as receptive.
Yeah, I think it was even more practical than that in a way. I think lots of people, as you say, just weren't coming out at all. So I know there were lots of people that wanted to see it, but just for various health, whatever reasons, couldn't come. And I think the people that did see it really enjoyed it. And I think Musica Viva had this hope that, you know, more people would come and see it now because we are theoretically in a quasi-COVID-free environment. So, yeah, that was absolutely part of the plan of bringing it back.
Nun bin ich manche Stunde entfernt von jenem Ort und
Now that's you performing with Alan Clayton. He's a renowned British singer, described by the Times of London as a superstar tenor. I know he's also an English cricket enthusiast, so hopefully he's come to terms with the Ashes. But his voice, that voice, it really is quite something.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, voices are as unique as the people in which they inhabit, you know. But Alan is, well, he's an international megastar for starters, but he's such a unique person. And his personality just, you know, because I know him as a friend, to me it seems like a perfect synchronicity, voice and person. But from a pure, if you didn't know him, it's just a stunning sound. And he just has a way of making it seem so effortless and natural, and it just sounds like a human being really inhabiting the music and the poetry. You don't get a sense of, oh, there's a performer doing a song, you know. It never feels like that, and that's why Alan is so wonderful, because whatever he does, opera, leader, he could sing a folk tune, you know, it doesn't matter. You don't get a sense of a separate person performing it. He just manages to be the thing that he's doing without any sort of over-the-top artistry, or it feels incredibly approachable and just human. Alan's an incredible human, and that's what comes out in the singing, I find.
You're staging A Winter's Journey in the middle still of summer. Is that a kind of seasonal dissonance there, or does it work?
Well, I mean, when we did it in 2022, it was the middle of winter, in inverted commas, but winter in Australia is obviously not like the winter that's being depicted in the poetry or in the artwork. You know, gosh, most of the operas and the songs and things we do are so separate from what's actually happening in our environment. I don't think it matters. I mean, it's talking about a very stark landscape, you know, stark, harsh, aggressive kind of environmental conditions. And that's kind of summer, isn't it? It's just the flip side of it. So, no, I think we can hopefully reach beyond that.
And you actually live in Britain, which is very wintry at the moment. I was back there a couple of weeks ago. I'd forgotten how miserable it could be.
Yeah, it's having a really rough, grey, wet patch. Yeah.
It must be nice to be performing this in Australia.
Yeah, I can tell you, I felt pretty bad when I hopped on that plane to Perth and I sort of waved goodbye to the clouds. You know, Britain as well is not proper European wintry, is it? But gosh, it can be miserable. So yeah, I'm very happy to be here in the sun and performing a cycle about winter misery.
Kate Gerler, thank you so much for joining us on Saturday Extra.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And A Winter's Journey is touring the mainland capital cities. Head to the Musica Viva website for details.
Getting in touch with ABC RN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.